This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 27th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, Israel enjoys clear skies, with Tel Aviv and Jerusalem basking in warm sunshine. Haifa is also seeing pleasant weather, perfect for a stroll outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will fly to Washington to meet with U.S. President Donald Trump and attend Senator Graham's funeral. That's from I-24 News earlier this hour. Also, U.S. President Donald Trump released AI-generated images depicting attack scenarios and issued combative messages towards Iran. Walla reported this just in. Also this hour, a senior Iranian source says Tehran will halt attacks as long as the U.S. holds its fire. This report comes from the Times of Israel earlier today. Separately, Netanyahu accused New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani of making Jews less safe after a stabbing incident. Forward provided this story from earlier today. And finally, in Israel's scorching summer, schools are out and fears of war are returning after recent Iranian aggression in the region. This is according to JTA's reporting from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global posted just minutes ago about Israel's record harvest. Farmers have harvested 30 tons of sweet grapes under solar panels at Ma'ale Gilboa, combining shade and renewable energy. I24N, EWS English, reported earlier today that two Jewish-owned bakeries in Toronto were damaged, with one being hit by gunfire. Middle East 24 shared that Iran's former supreme leader Ali Khamenei was plotting a crackdown on protesters when his Tehran compound was struck. This post comes from earlier today. Now, for more on those stories, starting with Netanyahu's trip to Washington. The Prime Minister's visit aims to address key regional issues with President Trump. I-24 News noted that Netanyahu will also attend the funeral of Senator Lindsey Graham. This visit may influence future U.S.-Israeli cooperation on security matters. Turning to the situation between the U.S. and Iran. Walla reported earlier that Trump released AI images of attack scenarios. These images are part of a broader strategy to pressure Iran diplomatically. Such actions could escalate tensions in the region if not managed carefully. Meanwhile, Times of Israel reported that Iran is pausing its attacks as long as the U.S. does not strike. This decision follows advice from the CENTCOM chief. The temporary lull could provide a window for diplomatic efforts to reduce hostilities. Netanyahu's criticism of New York Mayor Mamdani, reported by Forward, highlights growing tensions after a stabbing incident. The prime minister accused the mayor of fostering an unsafe environment for Jews. This could impact U.S.-Israeli relations, especially concerning diaspora communities. Finally, JTA's report on the summer in Israel indicates increasing anxiety about potential conflict. With schools out and surfs up, the specter of war looms as Iran's actions in the region continue to raise concerns. This atmosphere affects both local and global perceptions of security in Israel. Turning to business and markets. First, the European Union fined Google $1 billion, signaling its biggest battle with the tech giant may be over. CTech reported this in earlier coverage. Separately, the artificial intelligence revolution impacts Israeli high tech, as Monday.com lays off 620 employees. This is about 20% of its global workforce, according to Israel Hayom Business. And finally, Plantopia, an Israeli startup, raises $9 million to produce lactose-free cheese with plant-grown casein. Ynet Business shared this development, highlighting innovation in food technology. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 9 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.